You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the year 2022. Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into, as always, the Permission to Stand podcast, where we talk about K-pop with a lot of BTS usually.
Always.
Weekly involved. But we will have more than BTS, of course. We have some other topics, especially some SM, SM news, and BTS related with a bunch of other groups. A little sprinkle of NCT 17 and Hypen, Twice. Oh, we're gonna give you the whole shebang today. Mm-hmm. And of course, somehow we're gonna talk about anime, because I always say we will, but sometimes we don't. But we will do our best. And then we will end it on a note of Genshin Impact.
Always Genshin.
And let's get started. So New Year means Dispatch. If you're not familiar with Dispatch is, I guess, a very well-known Korean media outlet for their news and gossip.
Yeah.
And every year, apparently, every new year, everyone waits for their news
to drop
because they usually have the in, or shady ways getting it's like gossip in terms of couples
dating, mainly.
Yeah, dating rumors or news or whatever. Not
scandals,
yeah. Right? So that's basically Dispatch. Mm-hmm. And of course, just to give you guys an example, like some of the bigger dating news and scandals that came out, well, more recently, I guess you could say, it was Jennie and G-Dragon. That was that was last year, 2021.
That was last year, yeah, but I was like, I don't even know if they're together anymore.
One of the big ones that they released most recently was a couple years back in 2019, is when they told the world about Kai and Jennie.
Look at her just going around.
Oh, yeah. Making me proud.
Oh, my gosh.
But one of the older ones, if we kind of rewind super far back to how Dispatch kind of got more known for their kind of New Year's news,
right,
was when they actually announced in 2013, was Rain and Taehee. So that they've been around and they've been doing this. They're at this.
They're always posting scandals and dating rumors.
If you've seen that, it's usually probably from Dispatch news media outlet
Kind
of thing. It's funny because we have we have our notes here, right? But whenever we do the podcast, but I didn't write it down. But I saw something about like Dispatch is kind of like on good terms with like Lisa for some reason.
Oh, really?
Like Lisa has always been our Lisa from Blackpink has been always like I guess waving and nice to them, and they wave back. Like when you see pictures between her and like even like the because in Korea. There's tons of people,
like paparazzis,
media news outlets, everything, like taking pictures. But she always kind of knows who the dispatch people are, and they like wave at each other. Like, there was a weird picture. Like, I don't remember when that was even taken, but I remember seeing it, and it was just interesting. So I guess if you kind of have a better relationship,
like they won't drop any dirt on her.
We haven't really heard anything about Lisa, right? So, I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand.
Right.
So, so I guess that's how it works. I mean, maybe Blackpink probably, like, since they, you know, we know all about Jennie's thing, she probably doesn't even care anymore. They're good with Lisa.
Yeah, because
and
they're
it's not like,
like
you hear anything from Blackpink in general, like bad gossip.
I think everything has been released already. So they're like, oh, we're like, free from it. Like, yeah.
Fuck it. Go say whatever you want.
Right.
Like, whatever you find. We have nothing to hide. But... Because the reason why I'm bringing up Dispatch is because apparently this year, 2022, they had did not drop any like big scandal or dating rumor news right on New Year's, which is what everyone's looking forward to. But instead, they dropped that they are going to be having their own little like I said little, but it's actually like a huge online concert thing.
Yeah, called D Festa.
It's called D Festa.
Dispatch Festa.
So. And the reason why it's huge is because of I'm going to name these groups and you will be surprised at how big of an impact and reach that this Dispatch media company has. Let's go with first is NewEst, 17, Twice, NCT 127, not to be confused with like what are the other ones?
NCT Dream.
Dream.
But
I like
Dream. They're there as well.
They're probably going to be there. I like Dream because I have that like Astro sound and stuff. Stray Kids. Never mind. Like right after 127 is a Dream. Sorry.
Stray Kids, TXT, and Hyphen, and
of course
BTS, which is kind of surprising because technically, quote unquote, they're supposed to be on a break until March.
Exactly why people are saying and calling this D Festa
hostage
the
concert?
Hostage concert. This is formerly known as the hostage concert to all netizens on the web.
Right. Mainly because, like, they're like, oh, what kind of dirt do they have on BTS?
Exactly. So, like...
That's why they're, like, agreeing to do the concert. Which I think was, like, pre-recorded, though.
I'm sure that's why, like, if you notice, Blackpink's not even in here.
They're not.
That's why, like, we kind of talked about how, like, they probably don't have any real dirt on Blackpink and, or anything like that.
Or they just don't care.
I feel like all these groups that they had, that we just said... They probably have some... They made a deal with their companies or with the groups. And they have some dirt. And they're like... If they're pointing a gun to their head. And they're like... If we don't perform for our D-Fest, though...
We're going to release everything.
We're going to tell everyone RM has 10 kids and 3 wives.
That's always the joke that's going around. That Namjoon already is married and has kids.
Yeah. So that's like one of the rumors. But I mean, we don't know...
How true that is. Yeah.
It's not like we know RM personally, but... yeah, so that's, you know, kind of why it's called the hostage concert. It's like all these groups have so much dirt. It's like a blackmail concert, if you want to be more.
Yeah. And it's not even, like, bad dirt or, like, anything like that. It's probably just, like, who are they
dating? Rumors,
yeah.
You know, all that scandalous stuff. But people love that stuff. And then I think the thing is because of how, you know, after, like, getting more into K-pop and seeing how, like, I think the fans and stans of K-pop groups and specific K-pop artists are, like, how... I guess intense they could get, and intense is me being really nice. I'm talking about these Sae-sungs.
Oh,
and all
yeah, the
crazy
ones that
people.
Are absolutely insane.
Yeah, I can understand and see why, you know, this kind of news when we're so used to it here in America, like who's dating who, like oh this person's pregnant because of her, like we're so used to it. But in like Asia, it seems like man, like some it has a big impact.
Mainly because people. They're not supposed to be dating, quote unquote, because like their company tells them they're not allowed to date. While they're like...
They have like... Yeah, and their contract,
they have
right?
a contract, yeah.
But
to
I think,
not be dating.
I think more than that, it's also because I think, you know, it kind of ruins the magic for some fans who like can...
Who are delusional?
Yes. I was just going to say, like, who dreams that one day they could be with their... But yes, delusional is actually the better and actual the real word that
to say. That they have a chance to date their idol, basically. So like if they're put out... like, they're not single anymore. There it goes. Then everyone, right. All the fans will, like, go crazy, get angry. Well, I mean, that's
riots,
happened, they'll
burn down the city.
Well, not riots, but then you know how there's been, like, petitions and stuff when they find out, like, oh, this person got this person pregnant, so, like, he should be kicked out of the group,
oh,
kind
my
of thing.
Gosh. And then this is coming from the people that write letters with their period blood and
yeah.
other stuff.
Send
like
their
bodily
hair.
Fluids. Sending it to in the mail.
I don't know how like often that happens anymore. That was like a, like maybe 10 years ago.
It happened more, way more than it ever should. Because
I feel
ever,
like a lot of K-pop groups now, they don't accept fan mail anymore. Especially because of COVID.
They make
too.
It try to seem nice. Like Blackpink was good in terms of saying that because they wanted people to spend money for charity and like more charitable stuff
yeah.
instead of, you know, on them. Which that, is also like, I didn't think about it this way till you said this right now. Because it's like, that's another good way of preventing people from sending crazy shit.
Right. No, because like before, like when BTS was first starting off, they would always get fan mail a lot. But now I don't think they accept it anymore.
Yeah, they've been getting too much panties and bras. And Jin's probably getting too much boxers from Adam and me.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, for the most part, I guess it totally makes sense. And it's just interesting that Dispatch has, like, you know, this insane lineup.
But to be honest, I want to watch it, though.
Of course.
They're
we're
all going to
watch this. Hell yeah, we're going to watch this.
They're all groups that we love.
These are really,
like, newest as well. That's, like, an older group.
That's
too.
This is crazy. So I guess they got some dirt on newest or something.
I mean, yeah.
Either that or since they're older, they probably, you know, want to like show them off to like
maybe
kind of, it
yeah.
seems like this 2022 is the year of K-pop because I feel like a lot of comebacks
oh yeah
and a lot of new groups
like
are like
15
we
comebacks
cannot even
in
go
January
over any, we'll slowly go by it as the year goes by like when it gets closer for each different comeback but
yeah
there's but just so many
to be honest for myself the only comeback that I would care about is either Blackpink or
Big Bang
which
oh,
are both
yeah,
from fucking
true.
YG so like they need
there's
to
little
do something.
Hope. There's, I'm just hoping this Blackpink membership pays off.
Yeah, like with all these new groups debuting, I'm just like, eh, like whatever. Because like I want a comeback from the main groups first that need it first before
oh, totally.
Like people debuting and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just so, it's a lot. Like it's really a lot to catch up on and like even keep up with for all the different debuts, all the
well,
different comebacks.
Yeah. It's too much. It's every year. There's always going to be new groups.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm starting to see that more now, like, especially now, you know, entering in this realm of K-pop. So it's pretty cool to see. But at the same time, I can see why it's, you know, it's the groups that are as popular as they are and well-known, they're at that level and they've got there because they earned it.
Right.
They work really hard for it because it feels like before I knew K-pop and really got to know, like, how it all works, it's like, oh, I thought it's just a few groups. That's why they get so popular. But no, it's just... they have to be really good.
Yeah, and their marketing.
And the marketing
has
team.
To be
I mean,
really
look at
good.
HYBE and Big Hit.
Yeah.
Man, they did an excellent job with BTS.
Because like, I feel like YG could do better with Blackpink. Hello?
Yeah, Blackpink is like a really, it's like
crickets.
Almost like a household name in terms of female groups.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like they're wasting it.
And like
I mean,
these...
they're doing solos, but
I know.
They should have promoted and done so much more during this like period.
And it just sucks because like I keep seeing more and more female groups, new ones coming out. I'm like, where's Blackpink at?
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
I know exactly how you feel. That's why, like, honestly, like, I'm really enjoying... I mean, Twice has been out even before Blackpink, but
right.
I'm starting to recently get into that. But
yeah,
for the new group...
I feel like the reason why you got into it was because Blackpink's on, like, hiatus, so you need something to, like, fill that void.
And that void was Twice
yeah.
and also aespa.
All
and
right,
because
right.
aespa is super new, and that they're the four-girl group, which is basically, like, SM's Blackpink right now. Like,
yeah.
The new-gen Blackpink. And, I mean, I guess since we're talking about this, we could kind of go over SM Town Live, because aespa performed actually a lot.
Oh, that's true.
They did
practically their
whole
album,
like
yeah,
every song.
They did.
So remember, we talked about SM Town Live, like, had a free online, it was like a free online concert. We watched it on YouTube
yeah,
on New Year's.
YouTube.
Or for us, December 31st, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun. It was
right.
really cool.
I feel like it was like three and a half hours. Almost 4 hours.
It was
hours?
Great for something that's free 99.
Yeah.
Like I really enjoyed it.
It
and,
was good.
There was
yeah.
so much aespa. There, what was cool is a lot of the collaborations too.
Oh, right. On you
from SHINee with Ning Ning.
Oh, right,
that was
right.
so
Ning
cool.
Ning.
Like,
yeah.
Like from aespa.
And Giselle with like freaking all like some members from NCT.
NCT like doing all the like that was such a surprise and it was like a really pleasant one like to watch all these different things. Not to mention, we saw a lot of old school stuff.
All right.
We watched BoA.
Yeah, BoA, TVXQ.
Hyun. Like, all these, like it's insane.
And then who else was there? Oh.
Super Junior,
Super too. Junior, yeah. Like, oh, my gosh.
Like, a good amount of them.
Yeah, still they're there. The only members that I can consider OPA.
Yeah, so that it was a wild ride. Let's see, you have some notes here. You said TVXQ.
Right.
Well, is there anything you wanted to say about them? Because how old are they now?
So, Max, he's 33. And then Yuno is 35.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, like...
They're older, pretty, yeah.
And they did a good job, though. Like, they're performing and right. doing their
voices
thing.
Still sound the same.
And which, like, is, I think, the most important part, too. Definitely, like, to have that...
Max can really hit those high notes still. I mean, 33 is not even that old, though. Considering
these guys are basically going to be both our ages, basically.
No, but then, like, wasn't there that one Kengta? Wasn't he 42?
Oh, yeah, that one dude was 42. He was good.
He looked good still.
He looked younger than some of the other guys, like the youngest guy
from Super Junior.
Oh, what's his name?
Kyuhyun.
Oh.
Yeah.
He still sounds good. He had the another collab thing, too, right? It was him. And, like, I think it was Onyu also and someone
right,
else.
Right, right, right. And then someone from NCT. But then, like, I was telling Joko because I was like, oh, Kyuhyun is, like, the youngest member of Super Junior.
So he's the maknae, right?
He's 33.
He's the maknae. He's 33.
I think the oldest Jungkook. Is Lee Tuk, who is 38, but he looked better than Kyuhyun.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, their oldest member from Super Junior looked way younger than, like,
I feel like he doesn't age. Member. He looks the same.
He looks good, though. Yeah. Like, he's been taking care of himself. The other guy is, like, I like him, too, because he's, like, like dad bod.
Yeah.
Respect. Yeah, respect dad to bod. That guy. Yeah, so that there was a lot of, like, Super Junior stuff, like, going on.
Yeah, they performed, like, old and new songs.
Because they were promoting themselves. So Super Junior is having a comeback.
Yeah, this year, 2022.
Like. So, yeah, so aespa, and we had a lot of we had every NCT member. How many is that?
There's 23, I believe.
At the end, they had all the NCTs performing together. Because remember, they're divided into, like, different
subgroups, yeah.
What was it? Dream?
Dream, 127, and...
I don't know the third
you,
one.
I believe.
Yes, I'll take your word for it, because I trust you more
wait,
than I
would.
Wait,
is it? I don't know.
But yeah, so there was all of them. That was really cool, but I remember looking at the screen, and I looked at you and my sister, I was like... There's a lot of people on this.
The only member that right I now. Always remember is Mark because I feel like
he's very unique looking.
And
his name is Mark. I mean,
no, yeah, it's a
you
simple name.
Some guy named
but
Mark.
Then also because he's in every subgroup.
That's true too. He's performing on everything. So
him
props
and
to
then
that
I
guy.
Think like Yang Yang.
And then I mean there was so many let's talk about Kai too.
Oh, Kai.
I would have totally slipped my mind, but when we saw him, Haley didn't even recognize him. And to be honest, I don't see him a lot, but he did not look like the pictures I've seen in past years
right,
of how he
right.
looks like.
Because, like, even from last year when he performed,
he does
looks
not,
different again.
He's a different person every time we see him.
I feel like his nose keeps getting smaller, and now he's, like, double eyelids. Like, his eyes look smaller for some reason. I don't know why
You looked it up, right?
Yeah.
What did you find out?
He had double eyelid surgery, but this was a while ago. So, I don't know. Like, he did something else to his face because it just looks, like, smaller. And plus that, he looks more pale? I don't know. He just looks so
pale.
Different.
You got the Michael Jackson treatment. I don't even, like, maybe papaya soap.
I don't know. But, or maybe he just hasn't been going out.
But he's, I mean, yeah, like, I feel like he looks totally different from any, if you pull up photos even from a year ago or, like, every year he looks different.
I'm not saying he looks ugly, because he doesn't.
He looks
great in
all of them.
He just looks different.
He's just changing.
Yeah. He's evolving.
Yeah, I guess this is his next evolution. But yeah,
it's not his final form yet.
Especially because Taemin performed a lot of solo stuff last year. Mm-hmm. But Taemin, of course, we all know
that he's in the military.
That's why they had Kai do a lot of solo stuff.
Yeah.
But Kai wasn't the only solo artist.
No,
we had BoA.
Mm-hmm.
We had Taeyeon.
Oh yeah, Taeyeon from Girls' Generation.
Like, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And come to find out, she is my birthday twin. Like, literally
the exact
year,
date, and day.
I don't understand how a lot of these K-pop artists are born March 9th and now finding out, because who else was it? It was Jeon Somi and Suga.
Yeah, also March, born on 9. March 9. But then Taeyeon is exactly
the year.
Everything so the same.
She's instantly by default my bias.
Well, that's funny because she's been my bias from Girls' Generation. But then
she was good too.
Yeah. But then the thing is, because like I was looking up all their ages because I was like, oh man, I haven't seen them in so long. And I was like, I wonder how old they are now. And I was like, wait a second, her birthday's the same as yours.
So I know how old she is. Yeah. But yeah, like they all look good. They all still sound good. Mm-hmm. And with that, because Taeyeon was there, like, what was the other girl that's from Girls' Generation?
I can never pronounce.
Hyoyeon?
Hyoyeon, yeah.
So, I mean, all of them are there. So we finally got a taste. Super Junior introduced.
Oh, yes. G.O.T.
Girls on Top. So we got a taste of Girls on Top.
Yeah, they that's performed.
That's what I said.
They performed their debut song, I guess.
It was very unique. And I feel like it's very SM.
It's very SM, yes. Yeah, that means that it's like a freaking remix of everything. A lot of
different things going on. A lot of different types of
genres
mixed together.
His sister was like, this is the same song as like four different songs in one, basically.
And it's interesting. They even had Karina do a lot of like rapping. She was like straight up just doing the rapping parts. But it was interesting seeing her, like, Wendy, Seulgi, like, all of them together.
Right. It's because we know all of them already from, like, previous groups that we listened to.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was, like, mind-blowing. But at the same time, I guess, personally, I hated the song, of course not. But it's not like I really liked it. It was just
memorable because I don't even remember how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it wasn't really special. So I'm just waiting and hoping, you know what they did with Super M. I'm sure there was good Super M song. So I'm waiting for that one song.
Well, I remember Super M song because it was so bad. Jopping.
Oh boy. But yeah, so hopefully like we'll hear more and we'll get to hear more from them. Because, you know, super high expectations from
this especially is their because super of BoA.
Yeah, BoA.
She wrote it, didn't she? Or, like, helped produce it?
Which is crazy because she helped produce, like, you know, like, some of the aespa songs, including that remake that they did.
Yeah, I feel like BoA looked different, too.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Of course, they probably got, you know, that's part of, like, I think the culture. You have to understand. I feel like it's crazy to me that people are really, like, really think these K-pop artists don't get work done. Like, how delusional do you have to be? Like, they do get stuff done, right. even minimal.
La Lisa, especially,
like at the bare minimal, there's always going to be something that was done.
Yeah.
Like,
something. You can't do it. Even if it's, like, an injectable or Botox something. I'm sure it's
part of, because, I mean, basically the company.
No, it's part of their culture.
Yeah, the culture you know, the company wants it or, you know, wants.
Oh, no, yeah. Sometimes they require it when you're a trainee. They're like, oh, well, you have to get plastic surgery. Yeah, and you're like freaking 16 years old, basically.
That's part of the culture.
But you become beautiful. I was like, I'm all in for that shit. Let me go to Korea and get plastic surgery.
all expense paid. But yeah, so we'll just hope for the best. Fingers crossed that we get to hear more GOT because... It was interesting, and I like watching the videos. To me, the fun part is seeing them interact, and you know all these generations of K-pop.
Right?
Like,
yeah. What is this like? SM
Gen
family.
1, Gen 2, yeah, 2 Gen 3, 1. And Gen 4.
Yeah.
Because I know aespa is Gen 4.
Yes.
So it's like.
And Kangta, I think, is Gen 1.
Yeah.
Because he's like, 42 already. This is,
that's why it was so. It was kind of cool to see, especially. I mean,
because he's from like, HOT, so he is Gen 1.
I feel like I'm one of those fast-tracked, fast-paced. Like K-pop 101 people because I wasn't there from the beginning, not like Haley.
Well, I was there from Gen 2.
But still, like, you know all your stuff. And I guess I came in Gen 3.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
In the middle, yeah.
But it was really cool to see. And I think as just a K-pop fan in general, it was nice to see something for free. And it was like nonstop. Like,
just
for 3 hours.
I know. I was like, whoa. It was so cool. I was like, dang, they're like performing all their songs.
Yeah. It was great.
And like, because for myself, I don't really follow NCT, but I know some of their songs, like their more popular ones, but it was nice seeing them because I was like, oh man, like I'm learning all the members because like they have their name under the member when they're singing. So I was like, oh cool. Like now I'm getting to learn about them.
I'm glad they did that. It was cool. Like, you know, even like we know, obviously we know the members of aespa. It was just nice to see like that whenever like that. Made like whoever's singing at that point, they have their actual name,
right?
So you know who's who, and you can differentiate who from who. Yeah, in case especially you're not familiar with them.
NCT having 23 members, yeah, that's a lot.
I remember there was one guy named Brent. No, I forgot his
Hendry?
name. Hendry. Yes, I was like, oh, it's Henry with a D. Right. Henry, how can you forget?
And then Shota. And Shota. Yuta.
Yeah, so you could kind of tell who the Japanese members are.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was such a cool thing. So hopefully all of you were able to kind of catch some parts of it. I'm sure it's online.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is it on for like streaming still?
But just have a few hours of your time ready, or just play just in the background while you have lunch.
Yeah, but we were paying full attention to it, which is like surprising. But I was just like so excited to see all these groups that basically I grew up with when I got into K-pop. So
yeah, that was really, it was just a fun time. And then I guess now that we're still talking about, you know, K-pop groups and with the D-Festa thing, let's get into your specialty.
Aww,
would that be okay with you?
My babies, BTS.
Yes, BTS, because BTS had released, I guess the news lately
that
I've seen is merch, right?
Oh, right. But and before videos that,
too. Oh, that's, oh yeah,
let's rewind. News.
Happy news.
So yes. Jin, Suga, and Namjoon are all free from COVID.
Verified.
Yes, by Weverse. By Weverse
itself. So yeah, they're all clear. They're all healthy. They're all doing well.
I'm glad. Because like, I don't think any of them had symptoms except for Jin, who had like a fever. But then this just goes to show, as long as you had your vaccination, you should recover.
Yeah, like at least you won't get hit hard.
Right, yeah. So I'm glad. Now they're able to be freed from their rooms for like after like being quarantined for 2 weeks.
Free from their rooms in order to get some merch done.
Yes. So like,
what happened? You said they designed something, like right. the members themselves.
Yeah. So for all of January, like I think each day they're releasing, each member will have designed merchandise. So the first one was Jin, and he... Do you remember the pajamas that he wore on in
How
the suit?
How can I forget?
That he wore
the blue pajamas. He was
bright
there
blue pajamas
every day, every episode.
So I guess he was testing his merch, like a sample
See?
Product.
Yeah, so like that. Yeah, I like how he's quote unquote testing it.
Yeah, so basically, because people were wondering, like, where did he get these pajamas?
Because they're not out.
They weren't.
Like, it looked like it was custom
available
made or
anywhere.
Something.
So well, like now he released them,
like for pre-orders,
which are sold
crazy.
Out within like
it's sold
10
out.
Minutes.
And also, what the funny part? I think I remember the only thing I've seen from this whole thing that's going on is Jin reacting to the price, of the pajamas.
So so basically, with each member, they release like a little video clip of the member designing, like working with designers, what they want to do for their merch. So like with Jin, he chose like the colors, like the product. So he wanted pajamas because basically he says like, oh, at the end of the day, it's like your pajamas give you a warm hug. That's what he described it as.
Excellent. Excellent.
And then he designed like a good, like an angel one, which is the blue one. And then a bad one, technically, like with a devil. So it's black. But then he said like, basically how he described it was like, if you were good that day, you should wear your blue pajamas, like your angel pajamas.
Of course.
If you were kind of bad that day or you did something naughty, you should wear your devil pajamas. So he designed those. And then he also designed like those memory foam pillows. So like an angel and devil version.
Okay.
And, as well.
But then the funny thing, like I said,
yeah,
you didn't even bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
So I'm getting to it.
Okay.
So like, they released the pajamas on Weverse for like pre-order with the price. It was $117.
That's US dollars, people. US dollars for one set.
And then I guess when that happened, Jin made like an announcement on Weverse and he was like, oh, like, I'm shocked at the price.
This man, he's just keeping it real.
I mean,
even
like,
he's shocked at the price.
They don't choose the prices. And then it's funny because like our Namjoon's is the next one to be released. And then I guess he put on Weverse also. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't know what the price is going to be, with like a sad face because he's worried that like it's going to be, you know,
pricey
expensive.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you buy here from the US and then include global shipping, I don't even want to know how much that's going to cost.
Right. Yeah. So for like global, I think it was like 36. But then if you got it US, it was like 14, which isn't too bad. But then the pajamas itself are like $120.
So the whole
almost.
Set, if you get both, is what? Like 260?
260. Mm-hmm.
Worth it because it's Jin. But yeah, it's sold out already. And this is, you know, like we're recording this on the day it released.
Right. It released at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
On and Tuesday like, on the, what is this? The 3rd, January 3rd.
And,
or Monday, the January 3rd.
Yeah. And so it sold out within like five to 10 minutes, basically. But I don't know if they're going to like restock, because I feel like usually with Weverse, they sometimes restock it, but then I'm not sure for these products if it's like one and done kind of thing.
Yeah. And well, we'll see, we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm sure we'll find out whenever they start releasing more videos.
Right.
But I think with that said, I mean, like, because you can't do anything about the price, like you said.
No. So,
At least they're being honest. And they're just, like, reacting the way that, you know, we would react.
I know. They're like, oh, he was, like, shocked. But then, like, for Namjoon's, his ones is going to be track pants and also a wind chime, which is so random.
That's pretty cute.
It's so cute, though.
So look forward to that. So you could read books just like Namjoon, and he he does...
Listening to the wind chime. Exactly.
In the soup.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's pretty much the BTS news that mm-hmm. we have for this time. Also, like, I guess we'll start trying to do this a little bit more. We'll try to keep up to date with also, like, K-pop birthdays. And I think the most recent ones were, like, Sana from Twice had mm-hmm. hers on the 29th. We had Winter. She was actually born on New Year's,
right.
January 1st. And then Jisoo was January 3rd to... So happy birthday to all of them. And I think even Jisoo was posting a picture of herself as like a kid picture,
mm-hmm.
I guess as a gift to everybody.
Aww,
and I think I read that the members, so all the members came to visit her and mm-hmm. say happy birthday, and they got her like a cake and stuff. But there was no pictures, but that's what she just told everyone. She kept it private. But at the same time, like Sana too, like Sana, it's kind of like what happened with V. You know how V, you were telling us V was showing... all the things that people got him or did for him.
Right, right.
So Sana did the same thing, like went around and she was just, you know, taking pictures with all the billboards, which is crazy.
It's nice.
Because like in here in America, you will not see billboards for anything except for advertisements, like
no.
movies and stuff.
But then
but in Asia and like, especially like, you know, like China, Korea, you see mm-hmm. people getting billboard ads for like their celebrities that they like.
Yeah, but
that.
I was just going to say like in New York, they do have it for the K-pop.
Oh, that's true.
But then like sometimes here, even remember there, we saw a Jin one on like a bus over here when they were here for like PTD.
People are starting to get this was only the past year.
A lot of it was in New York because you know they have that one in Times Square. And
that's expensive too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like that's prime
but they,
time location.
They did some for like, I think V.
But that's only within this past year. Mm-hmm. But like I guess in Korea and China, like all these, you know, super fans.
Oh yeah.
They've been doing it for a long time.
In Asia,
time.
They that's their thing.
They even get, they buy the site of like a hotel.
Yeah.
Like
for La Lisa.
All these crazy things. It's insane. And yeah, so like all these different bus stops. Ads, even like you know, in the subway, like all of those train stations, they have like so many like advertisements which are actually like, you know, birthday things like for Sana.
Yeah, I feel like it's a part of their culture. That's
so
why.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That was something very unique that I did, you know, I'm mm-hmm. not familiar with, so that was really interesting and cool to see.
Yeah,
like how like the fans really go out
mm-hmm.
all out on that. So that's cool. And hopefully, we'll, like I said, we'll try to go over birthdays. Hopefully, we won't forget some. I know we for a fact we probably will.
It's
but we'll
mainly like the ones that we
that
stand.
That we stand, yeah. Let's be clear.
Because...
I stand Aespa twice and, of course, Blackpink. That's why I did all three
right.
of them.
Right.
But
then,
it just happens that it was the within this
all
past
in
like,
January,
week.
Yeah.
Like only, yeah, like I'm sure there's later January, but we'll talk about it when it gets closer. But yeah, just a quick reminder to everyone, if you're listening to us, you can listen to us as always wherever you're listening currently, right? Whether it be Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you're tuning in to us right now, please give us a follow, a subscribe, a like. If you can, even rate and review us if you're enjoying it. Are you enjoying this podcast, Haley?
Of course. I get to talk about K-pop.
Yes. So how many stars would you give it out of five?
Five.
Oh, you should have said. You know, the correct answer was six.
Oh, six.
And then leave us a review. And if you're enjoying this as much or even more than Haley... it helps. It goes a long way. And, you know, knowing that everyone else is enjoying this just as much as we are. So please continue to support us and we'll make sure we keep cranking out these episodes. And every Thursday, like I said, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, pretty much Radio Public, Pocket Cast. Oh, I'm out of breath. Now, since we're talking about K-pop,
mm-hmm.
why don't we talk about another K topic? K-anime.
Oh,
that's a little unique, right?
Yeah.
Technically anime, but K-anime. Because there's a big time, like a big following for this one series called Solo Leveling.
Yeah, on Webtoon,
I
right?
personally haven't read or watched, like, no, I don't really mm-hmm. know anything about it. I'm like a blank slate. But I know for a fact a lot of people always talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Mark, like I'm sure Adam,
right?
Like all these people who like are into webtoons because yeah. I think it first started, you know, just like any other manga in Japan,
mm-hmm.
it starts out like, you know, like a light novel, so like a web novel in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So from the web novel, it got so popular that became like a webtoon series,
mm-hmm.
and now it's reached that pinnacle point where it's so popular, that now it's gonna have its anime.
That's an crazy. Anime
adaptation, and it looks really cool. There was a lot of people speculating MAPPA and mm-hmm. a lot of big time like animation studios, mm-hmm. but the thing is, MAPPA is Japanese,
right?
So what a lot of people are saying, and what it seems that it's gonna be going to happen is it's gonna be Studio MIR, MIR.
Okay,
and that's a South Korean animation company.
Which is their animation sense. Like similar to MAPPA?
So the thing is, there's a few different anime like that they've actually produced before.
Uh-huh.
It's a little unique. It's not like MAPPA, but at the same time, like they're very well known.
Mm-hmm.
They have like they have a specific type of image. One of the recent ones are I think it was called it's called Koji.
Okay.
Also, they worked on like with DreamWorks too in the past, like for the newest like Voltron series, mm-hmm. like that. Funny, it's weird, but they did the Boondocks.
Oh, wow. What?
Like the fourth season, like the Boondocks 4.
Oh.
And the biggest one that I think most people will recognize is Avatar, Legend of Korra. So that's going to be kind of in that type of realm. But I'm mm-hmm. just like, you know, MAPPA, like they're probably flexible enough to kind of tweak it to
what the artist is
too. But I mean, this means this is a fairly big company. And, you know, with big companies, they have big production value. So there's hope that it's going to be really good. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And it's like crazy because like before I looked all this up, I'm like, I didn't know I watched Korean anime, like some of these like
mm-hmm.
like Legend of Korra and stuff. So it was really cool to kind of just like unearth all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about more anime, but actually Japanese anime this time. Some anime news. We're talking about One Piece this time.
Aww.
Because it's kind of funny and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
But so for One Piece, they had like I think an interview or something. Luffy's voice actress. Yes, if you didn't know, Luffy's voice
by a lady. By a
female. And she's
a grandma.
66 years old. She's a legend. It's Mayumi Tanaka.
Mm-hmm.
She's Luffy's voice actress who's been voicing Luffy from what is it like the 90s?
How long it's been? 20 years, right?
It's been insane. So like she's been going strong. So she's been doing this since she's like in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And she like I guess like a random like interview or something. I don't know how it came about, but she was saying if she ever, you know, if anything, knock on wood, God forbid, happens to her, that she has picked someone that she would want as her. As Luffy's continuing voice
mm-hmm.
till the series ends, because we all know how like the reason why she's probably saying this is because like she's like, "Damn, Oda,
you're making this
last really long."
I know. Did she see the end of the tunnel yet? Nope.
And she chose, guess who?
I already know. It's not really a guess. Goku.
Goku's voice actress, which is funny because you know, like Goku's voice actor in America, you know, very masculine.
Yeah,
and we're used to that. I can't even watch Dragon Ball in Japanese because it's right, so different, so high pitched.
Yeah, we grew up with the English one. That's
it's why. Another female voice actress,
right?
But here's the funny thing. So she chose Goku's voice actress, the Japanese one, right? Her name. She's also obviously a legend, Masako Nozawa.
How old is she though?
She's 80.
Excuse me,
88 or 85.
So she's way older. She's
older than her. So it's like what funny when I read hell? This because I'm like, you're going to ask someone that's older than you to vote.
I hope nothing's wrong with her.
I hope nothing happens to any of them because she's like 20 years older than her. Like,
wow.
Why would you? It was funny reading this because I was like, why would you even say like,
I want Goku's voice? Yeah, Goku's voice actress is older.
I thought it would be like maybe around the same age, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh my God, she's like 20 years older than her. So that was some funny news for like anime wise.
But I mean, it makes sense because Goku's voice in Japanese
is very
like femme.
And like super high pitch.
Yeah.
It's like totally different from what you're used to here in the West. So I mean, it's a good fit.
Like, I know.
It makes sense actually. So yeah, that was some interesting anime stuff. And I mean, a lot of new animes starting to pop up and come up. So we'll get more into it sooner than later. Yeah. There was this one, I just thought about it off the top of my head. I'm excited and looking forward to, because we had Komi, right, this mm-hmm. past season. I feel like the next season, the Komi that's going to be for me, like the slice of life comedy, maybe with some romance, you know, since I'm a big fiend for that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. is the one where there's a guy who's kind of an outcast, because I guess he was teased or made fun of, gets discovered by like one of the most popular girls at the school, who cosplays. She's like really popular and likes cosplaying a lot, mm-hmm. and she finds out and discovers that he's really good at creating like cosplay and costumes.
So that's the one. I think you mentioned that to me before.
I totally forgot the name. I'll hopefully bring it up when it starts, you know, when it gets more mm-hmm. into it. But that is something I'm really looking forward to. That's like, and I'm sure there's a lot more other things, but
right.
But that's like one of the things that stands out to me for the type of genre like mm-hmm. that I like. And of course, we're gonna probably find some good shonen and, you know,
Chainsaw Man.
Is it Chainsaw Man coming up?
I don't know. It should be this year sometime.
Well, this year. But I'm talking about this next coming season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Haley doesn't know. She's not informed in this this realm. but yeah, so that's something to look forward to. And with that said, our last topic, Haley.
Genshin
Impact. Because Ito is finally saying goodbye. Waving goodbye.
I feel like that was so quick for some reason.
As the new year comes. It felt really quick. It feels different from Tartaglia. Like
Child took forever.
Feels like it's years.
I know.
On end.
I feel like Ito just came out.
But as Ito is about to go, we have, you know, some random small events like the web stuff and mm-hmm. get those free primos, basically, right?
Right.
But banner wise, that's the big news. Our banner for the first, this is 2.4, because this is the new patch that's coming in. So the 2.4 update is going to start. And like from when we record this, it's going to be tomorrow.
Right.
So this week is going to be Shenhe. She's finally here. The Cloud Cryo Retainer. The Cloud Retainer.
Isn't she like that? She's the trainee, Cloud Retainer, right? Slash
she's cryo.
Right.
Whole arm. It's what I was trying to say. And she's going to be run dual banners. So I guess this is going to be the new thing for MiHoYo. They're going to start doing this a lot more
basically
often.
You have to pick or choose or just have a fucking lot of money.
And of course, people will definitely wail for Zhao.
Right.
Because everyone simps for Zhao.
Mm-hmm.
Who simps for Zhongli?
Dang, should I get him? Damn, I don't even know. I really want to save for Zhongli.
So it's going to be them to start off the first half of the banner. So that's the first like 2 weeks kind of thing, right?
Right.
And their 4-star character is going to be Yunjin. So we got a new 4-star character. Mm. So she's here. She's like apparently like the equivalent of the Barbara in Mondstadt in terms of like the idol. She's the leeway idol, while Barbara is the Mondstadt, right? Mm-hmm. Idol kind of thing. So yeah, she performs and dances, but she's a geopole arm. Mm-hmm. I don't really know details about all her other stuff, but it's going to be Yunjin and two other 4-stars, which is Chongyun and Ningguang.
Yeah, it sucks because I want them, but I don't know if I'm pulling on this banner.
And followed by this, the second banner of 2.4, Zaddy is back, Haley.
Zoli.
The one and original Zaddy, Zhongli, is back. He is going to be gracing us with Ganyu for the dual banner, which is a lot of people want Ganyu a lot because she's like one of the highest DPS characters. She's cryo archery, right? Bow. And Zhongli, everyone knows Zhongli and his freaking pillars. and he's still OP. If you don't have him, he's like a must. I told Haley, like, because I've been slacking on my Spiral Abyss, but when I do it, one of my teams does not have a healer.
Right.
Because that team is paired up with Zhongli. And
you
haven't totally
met
fine.
What? C2?
I haven't met C2. He's insane.
Right.
That's all C2 you need, is good right? For, C2 is good for, because C2 is, you get, when he uses his ultimate, with, you know, the giant meatball from the sky, you get a shield. And the whole team gets a shield. Mm-hmm. So it's really crazy instead of just, like, using the pillars to get shields. And with C1's good, too, because you could get two pillars. Originally it's just one pillar.
It's like, am I even going to be able to pull him that many times?
Oh, you have to believe. Believe in the heart of the cards.
Or just hope for Yanfei.
You could make your wish for Zhongli on this rock, apparently, that looks like a penis. There's a penis rock.
Oh, I think I saw somewhere that. Somewhere in, dumb.
Like, near Mondstadt. And yeah. I will look for that, and I will make wishes there from now on. Like, on the left testicle.
Oh, no.
But that... So, Zhongli, you're going to be pulling for him. Because yeah. I told Haley, too. I highly recommend it. If you do not have him, he's going to change the game for you. Yeah. He makes the game really easy. It's like easy mode. As long as you're not fighting the shrimp dogs.
Right, but I have Kokomi anyway.
So. Which, Haley has Kokomi. So once you have Zhongli and Kokomi, it's like, you're never going to die.
Right.
Yeah, because his shields are different level from, like, even if you compare him, his shields to, who's Toma. The most recent one? Toma. Toma, no. It's not the same.
Because Toma's doesn't last that long. I feel like it doesn't take that much damage.
Zhongli's is insane because of how long it lasts. You could keep stacking it and just keep having the shield on. Plus, like, because his damage is also based on his HP.
Right.
So you're stacking HP, which builds up not only his health, but HP also goes to the shield level and how much damage it could take. So it's just stacks on stacks of not dying, basically. So he's very OP. Please get him.
This is him.
My recommendation. And along with that, he's going to be coming with Xingqiu, Beidou, and Yanfei.
Good old Yanfei.
Yanfei, I love her a lot. She's really like my favorite like pyro character.
Right.
Because Haley now uses her too. Yeah, she's really cool to have. Especially
I already have
C6.
Her at C4 though.
You're getting there. But you're pulling for Zhongli, so there's definitely possibilities of hope to C6. But yeah, because if it wasn't for Yanfei when she first came out, I would never have gotten Zhongli.
Right.
Wanted Yanfei. And I somehow, everyone knows this who played with me back then, I pulled three Zhonglis and got one Yanfei finally.
Isn't that after the three Zhonglis.
I didn't realize at the time it was a big blessing in disguise by MiHoYo.
Because he's all like, damn it.
I was a fool. And I have seen the light. In the form of Geo Zaddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure you're looking forward to that, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a big smirk on her face.
No, because I'm just... up. Yeah, I'm saving up, but I was like, damn, I hope I have enough Primo Gems.
I'm sure you will.
I'll be so upset if I don't get him.
You have a good amount of time. That's why we got to make sure we do all these world quests and keep, you know, doing all these dailies.
I've done, like, mainly all my world quests.
All these dailies and everything.
Yeah.
We got to go do your dates. Go on your
I need to do my hangout event dates. With Goru.
So that's pretty much... Oh, man, that was a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good amount of K-pop in there about the hostage situation concert.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that concert.
Yeah, so and we'll talk more about different animes. We'll try to remember the anime that I was talking about, and of course Genshin Impact. Here we come, taking our money again, MiHoYo. So as always, thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year, welcome to 2022. We hope that you will listen and tune in, right?
Yep.
More so this year as well. Let's keep those numbers climbing in terms of listeners, because it's nice to, it's kind of our reward to ourselves.
Right.
Because we don't have any ads or anything yet, any big time ads. So we're kind of just doing this from our own time. We're not really making anything from this.
No.
But it's just nice to see the big support and big jump that, we have constant listeners over, easily over 150 of you every week, and it's so cool to see. So thank you for joining in and tuning in. As always, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you tune in, leave us a rating, a subscribe, a follow. It helps, right, Haley?
Yes. Sorry, I'm seeing the mic is like moving because I think your arm is on the table, that's why.
And of course, as always, till next time, peace out. Take care and peace, love and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.